Big news! Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. It's Black Friday in July. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Get our lowest prices of the summer for 5 days only. Plus, amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals with fast and free shipping site-wide. So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off now through July 28th.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
They're really trying to push this. And I was curious as to, this is the last person I was really thinking that, you know, this is going to be their culprit. But, you know, in the cult of Karen Reed, and I'm not saying anybody who thinks she's innocent is in the cult, but there's certainly a difference. There's the cult and there's, you have your opinion. The cult's a little different that's out there. They just seem to eat this up despite any sort of evidence to the contrary. Like I said, there's a picture of him, but 11 days after the actual incident, his knuckles are fine on that exact hand. Then two or three weeks later, then he has the injury. So unless the injuries from that night, if he's the culprit here, miraculously healed and then came back in a picture a couple weeks later. I don't know what that even is. That's something you should probably see a doctor for. But it just, again, it defies logic. But we have so many people here in this case that don't seem to want to play along with the rest of the world in logic.
Yeah. I think they're rather desperate. They're reaching. I guess this is what you want your lawyer to do if you're ever charged with something. But yeah, I don't find it persuasive.
Let's not only just talk about the defense attorney. I mean, obviously, this is their job. This is what they're supposed to do. But what about these supporters that are out there of Karen Reed? Again, there's the cult and there's someone who just thinks that she's innocent. Two different groups. I'm talking about the cult of Karen Reed, where facts no longer matter. It reminds me quite a bit of politics and a certain candidate where facts don't seem to matter no matter what. Very similar, but like on a smaller scale. Can you walk me through the thinking of that? Especially this is something where a lot of these people have nothing to do with this case. They don't even know anybody here. They have nothing invested. Some are miles and miles away, but they get so dug into this. Why?
Yeah, I think some people are really prone to conspiracy theories, you know, whether it be the government is hiding evidence of extraterrestrial beings visiting Earth or whatever. Even when there is no evidence for it, they latch onto it. And then they find each other on the internet and they build each other up and you get that kind of cohesive cult mentality going. And once people go there, facts don't matter. You're right. They identify with the group and they identify with the narrative.
I mean, it's shocking because I've seen some of the arguments being made about the other picture, about other things too in this case, where it's like, no, factually, here's what happened. We have actual evidence, data showing this is how reality played itself out. And they always have an excuse for all of it. Like, well, the knuckles in this picture aren't quite like, no, it's the exact same knuckles. They're like, it's not there. I don't understand how one just ignores reality on this. I mean, why would you take a step back and go, oh, well, that's not what I thought was going to be, but that's obviously the path that reality took.
Yeah, we may be looking at, I hate to be too simplistic, but two kinds of people, those who understand reality and have the ability to think critically, and people who think emotionally, and facts and reality absolutely don't matter to them. And yeah, we see that play out all the time in politics and economics, and people identify with a group and nothing changes their mind.
No, it's spooky. If you have your leader, they will follow if that's the narrative that they want to go down. This is the defense pointing to the third party culprit. This is them arguing in the court. I believe the jury was not present for this portion, but I did find it interesting. The defense is doing their job, but interesting observations.
that Massachusetts State Police should have, if they were doing their due diligence, they should have investigated this young man. They should have investigated every single person that was in that house, in or around the home of where John O'Keefe was found, the Albert home, and they didn't. They did nothing to investigate whether or not there was someone in the house who tended to fight, who wanted to get in physical altercations, who had a propensity to get in physical altercations, who was a fighter by nature, who threatened to fight, who threatened violence. That's what this young man has indicated he does constantly. I'm surprised he didn't show up in this hearing with busted knuckles.
So does this go to your third-party culprit defense?
It goes to both. It certainly goes to Bowden, but yes, it also goes to our third-party culprit defense as well. This is a focus of, I believe, this should be a focus of the juror's attention in terms of, is there a third party who could have done this? The evidence points to that may have done this. Absolutely, this evidence, what we now have, points directly it's focused in that direction. So yes, both it should have been investigated, and Colin Albert is somebody that the jurors should focus their opinion on or their attention on to determine whether or not he could have or was involved in the death of John O'Keefe.
Yeah. Surprised he didn't show up with broken knuckles, because he says he does it all the time. It's nothing that was ever said, ever. Not conveyed in any way, shape, or form, but that's how it's being presented. I don't believe they even believe that Colin Albert had anything to do with this. But again, they're trying to create reasonable doubt. But at the same time, you're ruining this guy's life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's tragic. And as I said, if he had a lengthy arrest record for assault and battery, I'm sure it would have been investigated. Mm-hmm. But there was no reason to go in that direction. It doesn't make any sense.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.